Chapter 4. The handsome young captain of the Lady C finally informed the Coast Guard. At Betty's insistence, Carla Cole personally telephoned the Governor General, who had been a guest at the bridal dinner the night before, to apprise him of the situation.
"Honey, this ain't the moment to be shy about using your connections," Betty assured her.
Almost immediately following that call, two officers from the Barbadian Port Authority were dispatched to the villa. The Coast Guard searched the yacht and patrolled the area. Carla told everyone she was anxious to keep news of her husband's disappearance under wraps for as long as possible. She argued that in the event he'd been kidnapped, a distinct, if remote, possibility, the utmost secrecy was imperative. Carla took the officers and some members of the Coast Guard out to the yacht so they could all look around. Both Betty and I offered to go with her, but Carla assured us she would be all right on her own. It was close to noon by the time everyone left.
"If my daughter's wedding turns into a funeral, I'm going to kill somebody," Betty said.
She took a deep, disgruntled breath and added,
"Well, I don't know about you, Joe, but I'm going swimming."
Betty went inside the pool cabana and changed into the black neck-to-knee bathing suit she had ordered from an online swimwear catalog. Designed for women who are self-conscious about their figures, the suit achieved the opposite of its purpose, drawing maximum attention to the areas she wished to hide. It covered her thighs to just above her knees, and with a bouffant bathing cap on her head, she looked like a high-tech, middle-aged bloomer girl.
"Pray I don't bump into Russell," she said,
just before plunging in. I was watching Betty swim when I suddenly remembered the moment in Minna's garden yesterday when Russell had compared himself to the green monkey. I recalled his exact words. "Sometimes I think..."